This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
Right now, while we're waiting for restrictions on retail as a whole, restaurants have already had to figure out how to survive, not just with diminished capacity to operate, but with constant changes to the rules around their work. Chef Carl Heinrich is the owner of the very popular and celebrated restaurant, Richmond Station, and he joins me now. Hello, Chef Heinrich. How are you doing?
Hey, Libby. Not bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. We're probably getting more restrictions tomorrow. What are your thoughts on that?
It is what it is. It's hard to really think much about it. We've been playing this game now for almost 9 months, and we're ready for whatever gets thrown at us. You know, the way I see it right now is that we're going to continue to get a dealt a hand that at least we can play, and we're going to continue to do our best, no matter what that deal is.
What are you expecting?
Well, frankly, we can't get restricted much more than we are as a restaurant. We can't do dine-in right now. We are allowed a sidewalk patio for those that are brave enough to go out and eat when it's colder than a fridge. I really doubt that they'll take patio seating away. Even if that happens, the patio doesn't contribute much right now because it's really cold outside. That will hurt when it's warm. But I don't foresee any more restrictions coming to restaurants, frankly.
Uh-huh. And how are you doing with takeout?
We're fine. I'll be honest with you. We didn't do takeout before the pandemic. We were dine-in only. We did events, but we were dine-in only. And so our business model has completely changed in the past 9 months. And, you know, it's going to continue to change again. We don't know what our business is going to look like next month. And frankly, we don't really know what it's going to look like in January. So
you don't know what it's going to look like tomorrow.
What's it going to look like tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I'm saying you don't know what it's going to look like tomorrow. We're waiting.
We have no idea. We have no idea. And you know what? It's tough for business. But like I said, we're going to continue to figure it out. We've had a lot of great support. We've got great customers. We've got some good support from the federal government, though we're still waiting to see some more there. But honestly, what's really tough about this is our staff are in limbo constantly. They don't know if they're going to be on the schedule next week. They don't know if they're going to be in the schedule next month. We had 70 staff when we closed down in March, and we've been able to hire back about 15 of them. But for the other 55, what's the future of their employment? They have no idea.
When we booked you to come on the show, it was about a new business model or a new business avenue you have of events. But if we're heading to lockdown, how would that work?
Well, I don't think when everybody went into lockdown in March, restaurants were still able to offer takeout and delivery. And our new business model is really not too far removed from that. So what we're planning to do here is offer our clients, our customers, people that still want to eat our food and frankly get together, a way to do that is safe for them. And frankly, that is safe for our staff too. And so that is virtual events. So you can have your wedding, you can have your get together, you can have your business lunch, your business dinner, and you can do that virtually. And we'll help you out, get you set up with an online link, and everybody can be together. And we'll find a way to get the food to everybody in your group at the same time, synchronous delivery. Or you can pick it up. It can be served hot. It can be served cold. This is the new model for our business. And like I said, the beautiful part about this is that, frankly, I think it's pandemic proof. Whether we go into lockdown or whether we get our dining room back, even if it's only 10 seats in December, this is a viable business no matter what.
Well, it's interesting. I know people who've been doing that all along. They have these virtual dinner parties where everybody orders the same food and they sort of eat while talking to each other online. Personally, it seems like a bit too much trouble, but I can certainly see why people might want to do that at Christmas time. Even our last caller, perhaps, he usually visits family in London, Ontario.
So what we've seen, we've been open for 8 years now, and what we've seen for the past 8 years for us, I mean, we're downtown, we're basically in the financial district. November and December bring in a lot of good lunch business. Businesses doing their office parties, you know, 20, 30 people, just for a get-together. And a lot of these businesses still want to do the same thing. They still want to find a way to engage with their clients. They still want to find a way to engage with their team. And they're looking for ways to do that. So this is our opportunity to say, hey, you guys can still get together. You can do so safely. You can do it in your own homes. You can do it in your pajamas.
With everybody,
and you don't have to do any work there. It's really not a lot of work. You just got to give us a call.
But with everybody hurting, you'd think that perhaps is an expense that people might want to cross off the list this year.
I think you're right there. I think there are a lot of businesses that expense doesn't make a lot of sense, unfortunately. And at the same time, there are a lot of businesses that expense is still very much in the budget. So I just had a call 15 minutes ago with a friend of mine who works for Amazon, for example.
Oh, and they're making out like banditos.
Right. Pardon me?
I said they're making out like banditos.
Well, and you know, good for them. They figured it out long before this happened, and you know, their business model is recession proof. So, and you know, the same with Google. I had a call with Google yesterday, and you know, there are many, many examples of businesses that are seeing the same sales come in, and frankly, even more sales, and they're still trying to find ways to engage with their team.
Well, I think this is, we're basically out of time. I think it's also a good time to remind people that this year we know about Amazon and Google and all those businesses that are really, really doing well out of this, and they are not Canadian companies, and they are often eating the lunch of our local companies. I know that a lot of people are thinking very hard about making sure that whatever they do spend this holiday season, they spend locally, and they try to see that our businesses survive. Carl Heinrich, it sounds like a creative way. I mean, I wish you all the best. Are you convinced that this will kind of take you through?
It will take us through. Yeah, we'll make it through this. You know, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of fallout in our industry, because a lot of businesses won't be able to survive without some sort of dine-in. So, you know, we're certainly not holding our breath, but we are keeping our fingers crossed that we're going to see some positive solutions here going forward. And, you know, I really like the conversation with your previous callers there. Let's stay safe, everybody. You know, let's stay home when we can, and let's not get together in person, and let's beat this thing down so that our economy and our businesses and our restaurants and our industries can get back to a sense of normal. You know, the sooner the better, because if not, then we're all going to suffer even more. So I really appreciate your time, Libby.
Okay. From your lips to God's ears, thank you so much, and happy holidays, Chef Carl Heinrich.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.